Welcome to the Drama Teacher Podcast, brought to you by Theater Folk, the Drama Teacher Resource Company. I'm Lindsay Price. Hello, I hope you're well. Thanks for listening. This is episode 190, and you can find any links to this episode in the show notes, which are at theaterfolk.com/episode190, otherwise known as 190. Okay, so sometimes, oh my goodness, there was some, what was that, eh? 190. Anyway, so I know some of you out there knew you wanted to be a teacher from an early age, and then you became a teacher, and you love being a teacher, right? And I know some of you didn't know you wanted to be a teacher, but you found a passion for teaching, and you can't think of doing anything else. But I know there were some of you who thought teaching was your dream job until it wasn't. Right? Right? That's what happened to our guests today. That's right. I said guests, plural. We've got two for one special. Our guests have had an interesting journey with drama and education, and it's a good one to share. What do you do when the classroom just isn't for you, but you still know you're an educator and you still want to find a way to combine drama and education? What a great question. Let's find out, shall we? Hello, everybody. All right. So we have specialty on specialty. We have specialness. Well, that's not even a word either. That's not a word either on the podcast today, because we have two guests. We have two guests for the price of one. Let me just say hello to who we have. We have Ashley Krosick. Hello, Ashley.
Hey there.
And we have Anastasia Boak. Hello, Anastasia.
Hello.
And so this one's really fascinating, because this one could have been done in person.
yeah, actually.
Because we're in the same area, which is why this podcast came about. But Ashley, you are in one of you is in Fort Erie.
Yeah, that's Anastasia.
I had a 50% chance.
Yeah.
is in Fort Erie, which is the biggish town that is close to where I am in Crystal Beach. Basically, you can see. Can you see Buffalo from your window?
I actually can from our bedroom window.
There you go. And Ashley is in St. Catharines, which is a biggish city just a little way down the ways. So thank you very much for coming on the podcast today.
Yeah,
absolutely. We're very excited.
Yeah, our pleasure.
And what is really interesting to me, and I think that what is going to be interesting to our listeners, is that both of you seem to have had a starting point with your careers in educational theater, and which is not where you are now. You sort of have had an interesting journey.
Yeah, right. It is that way. Yeah.
Yeah. So both of you have degrees in drama and education.
We both do. Yes.
Cool. So what I'd like to start off is that what made you want to take that path? Like, why did drama and education speak to both of you?
Absolutely. Okay. I will start. I'm Anastasia. And since I was at a young age, I was always introduced to different elements of theater by my family. My family is big theater advocates. And so I fell in love with musicals early on. And I performed in a lot of community theater productions, local productions, as well as the school. So I got involved very heavily at an early age. And then I went through to university, actually focusing in the teaching world, actually not in drama and education, specifically in child and youth studies. And I did 2 years at Brock University. And then I was in the middle of university and I thought, what am I doing? I need to be in theater. This is not right for me. And I actually switched midway through university and still pursued teaching, but followed in the path of drama and education. So I completed my 5-year program at Brock and then went on to work at the Catholic school board in our local town, and had a lot of experience working with kids at the school board. And I mean, that kind of brings me to where we began. Before I go any further, I'll pass it over to Ashley.
Yeah, actually, I have a couple questions for you. And Ashley, sure. We will not forget about you.
Yeah, no worries. I'm here.
So what was it about? Because you took that's the very traditional path, right? I'm going to go to school and I'm going to work in something that I love theater, want to do it in an educational setting. And so what was it about the traditional setting that after, because you taught for about 6 years, and then what was it that made you want to go away?
which sounds kind of harsh, but it is and it isn't.
No, you know what? I think it's important. I think it's important that because there's lots of people who take the traditional. I'm a product of that too. You take the traditional path, and you think that it's the only path, and you think it's the path that's going to work for you. And how awful it feels sometimes when it doesn't work.
Absolutely,
and you're wrong.
In the school system now, there is only so much time allotted for the arts, and I say that as the arts. I was in elementary, so I wasn't in a high school setting. And we did only have so much time to do that. And that was obviously my passion from day one, right? So the more I could do that, the better. So I got more involved by running the school musicals and things like that at the schools that I was working at. But I still saw a direct reflection on the kids of how important the arts were. And I wanted to pursue this further beyond the, you know, the 30 minutes we were allowed to try to do dance and drama and art and everything else once a week. I wanted to pursue this further and give children an outlet where they could come weekly and a few hours weekly and pursue this even further.
Oh, I love that. I love that answer because, we automatically assume wrongly, I think, that if somebody leaves teaching after 6 years, it's because they hate teaching.
Right. Right.
You know? So I just think that, okay, that's well done. Nice answer.
Thanks.
Okay. Ashley, and first of all, I have to say, only because I am a Disney freak, that the fact that you have performed on the Disney Wonder and the Disney Dream is, you get points. You get points on my book.
Yes.
But talk about, okay, so you, because you started exactly in the same way. You have a drama and ed.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about why that and then why not?
Sure. So kind of like Anastasia, I kind of grew up in the theater as well. I kind of grew up on stage. Anastasia and I actually met in community theater when we were like, I think 11 years old.
Yeah.
So we kind of grew up in the theater and it kind of really changed me. So definitely after spending so much time doing something that obviously was a positive thing for me, I felt that I have to do this and teach, you know, I really always wanted to teach as well. So it was a kind of like a combination of my two loves when I went and found this drama and education program and thought it was absolutely perfect for me. So from there, obviously I went on to take the programming and I loved it. I really loved it. I loved the aspects of, you know, using drama in different ways and different subjects. And so I went on, obviously, to get my master's in teaching, but I actually went to Australia to get my master's. So kind of from there, because I actually didn't spend any time teaching in the school boards, from there I got my master's and I kind of just changed my mind about things a little bit. So I kind of traveled and saw the world and saw different ways different cultures use the arts in drama. And I thought that, you know, just like Anna, you don't really get enough time in schooling to really explore a lot of those things. So I thought, well, actually I came back and then I went to the Disney Dream and the Disney Wonder, kind of got to explore my performance side a little bit more, which was kind of where I thought I wanted to go. And then, you know, life flip-flops and changes. And I came back here to the Niagara region and Anna and I obviously are still in touch. And we actually used to talk about opening our own theater company when we were maybe in our teens. And we just decided to make it a reality. We were both kind of at that point in our life where we didn't really know where we wanted to go and kind of just started and and made it happen. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not? Now your company's called Down the Rabbit Hole.
Yep. Yeah. Down the Rabbit Hole.
And it does, it is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it does seem to have there is a very heavy, it's sort of a teaching company. Like,
Yeah, it is.
And why, why did you guys, because it's instead of the performance focus that there's a class, kind of a class setting focus.
Yeah, exactly.
So how we've kind of arranged the classes is we wanted to give not just the extremely talented children in our community a chance to come and audition like other communities do, which there's nothing wrong with that. But we wanted to make it an opportunity for any child to come, be a part of our class, and do a performance aspect with our class. So how we structure classes are we run for 10 weeks, and then we do performances at the end of our 10 weeks. But our classes are all different in the sense that they're divided by age. And we also have something called a soloist class, where children can come and audition for the strong ones that really want to pursue this.
Right. So a little bit more traditional.
A little bit more traditional. And we introduce different elements of theater through those classes every single session. So, I mean, we've touched on Commedia dell'arte, we've touched on clown, we've touched on black light. So we're trying to incorporate all the different elements of theater that we've learned in school and give the kids a good sense of what theater is about, and maybe find their own little niche in it, right? Because everyone's different.
Yeah, no, for sure. And it's almost like the best of both worlds, because you get to involve yourself in the teaching aspect, but then you're teaching kids who actually choose to be in your programs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's actually is what is really cool about it as well. And you know, the thing is too about our region, there just wasn't anything that was being offered like it. And actually, I mean, going further into the entire Niagara region, we're actually finding that, I mean, it's pretty unique in the sense that it is inclusive, and, you know, you don't have to audition. And there is other companies that do this, of course, but just where we are, it is just, it's really special.
Well, it hits home what you want and for those who attend, and it sounds like it's process driven rather than performance driven.
Yes,
you know,
entirely.
Yeah.
And every child takes away something different, whether it be the fact that they do get to perform and they love the arts and they love theater, or the sense that their mom put them in here because they have been suggested to come to our program to develop their speech
or their confidence.
So they're all the kids get something very different out of our program, whether or not they're there because they love theater or not. And I think that's what makes it so amazing.
So talk about, because I think it's very interesting that so you started in traditional drama and education roles, went in some different directions, travel and like some performance, but you, even in forming this company and deciding what it was going to be, the teaching bug did not leave you, whether you're doing it in a traditional format or not. So what is it about teaching that speaks to you?
I feel like it's just a sense of sharing. I think that growing up, just because the such extreme impact it had on my life, I just wanted to always be able to share that. I don't know, with future generations, as cheesy as it sounds, I don't know. It just helped me really grow as a person. And I feel like it's just really important to have drama and to use drama to teach, you know, not only drama and theater and things like that, but I mean, other subjects. And I know that Anastasia, you know, has kids growing up and she uses drama all the time to teach, you know, everyday things. So, I mean, teaching is just kind of instilled in us, and, you know, drama just...
Yeah, it's not something that ever leaves you, right? Same with drama, right? You, as a young age, I loved performing and I wanted it to be all about me. And that's not going to leave me. It's just going to kind of go through me in a different way now. So now, yes, teaching hasn't left me. And our classes are structured very, very much so, because our classes are big. So we need to have a strict schedule like teachers do, but it's the subject that's a bit different, and how we're doing it that is a bit different, but it's still with us, and it's still equally as important. So we've just both found a really healthy balance between our passions and our loves and teaching as well.
Well, there's lots of, you know, there's lots of folks out there who run as far away from the teaching aspect as possible. You know, drama is really interesting because there's that notion of it's all performing or nothing.
Right.
And then sometimes, and I'm sure you both have met these folks where they go into the professional world and they don't make it. So they choose teaching as their default, which is never, which is never a great idea.
Right.
And no. I think that combining, having that impetus to teach drama is something that's, I think it's unique.
Yeah.
And I mean, I definitely tried it. I tried working at the school board and I did love it. I did love it, but I didn't feel like, for me, it wasn't where I was meant to be. I was meant to do things differently in a different sense. And now I feel like I am where I'm meant to be. And that's the balance. Where some teachers I know, yes, I have a lot of friends who were in the drama department that have pursued to be teachers. And I mean, they're doing really well. They're incorporating drama as much as they can in their classrooms in different senses. But this is where I'm meant to be. And I think Ashley too.
Oh yeah. And we have a lot of creative freedom ourselves as well with, yeah, you know, being the owners and, you know, not having to adhere to, let's say, a curriculum or whatever. So, I mean, like, we are free to teach maybe something that is new and has just come up, and not that teachers are not, but, you know, sometimes they do have restrictions and things like that. So, I don't know, we just feel like just the allowance that, you know, having our own company has been given to us, it's pretty awesome.
So, how long is this? How long have you guys been working on this company?
Yeah. I know we started about February 2013-ish. So about 4 years.
Awesome. Okay. So in the past 4 years, so what would you say has been the biggest learning curve? You know, instead of teaching in a traditional format, you know, you are in this own world where you basically get to design the curriculum, if you want to use those terms.
Yeah.
So what's been the biggest learning curve?
Well, I'm going to go here because I actually, when I went to school to get my master's in teaching, I was kind of learning how to be a teacher, right? So when I did come into the drama classroom, I did have a little bit of problem kind of letting go of quite the structured kind of lesson. I feel like Anastasia has a little bit more of, you know, a flowy attitude, and I was very like structured. I wanted to do it just like a classroom, and that kind of got me in a little bit of trouble. So that was my kind of struggle getting over that. Of course, now 4 years down the road, it's a little bit easier, but yeah, I definitely had that kind of teacher mindset in me, and I had to let go of that just a tad in the different environment that we were in, of course.
Yeah, and I feel also when we initially began, we just began with having theater classes. And so this many years ago, I said, okay, well, we need to put together something at the end of these 10 weeks because theater is about being able to perform in front of a live audience, and the children get something out of that that they don't just from class. So, I mean, our biggest challenge, I think, from day one to now is, okay, we have 10 weeks with these kids and essentially 10 to 20 hours with them. We got to put a whole show together in 10 to 20 hours. And we do. So that says something a lot about the kids as well, because here are these kids ages 4 to 16 that take what we're giving them, go home, learn it, practice, and come back and can do a performance. So I think that's the biggest learning curve for me every single time is putting together this show in 10 weeks.
Well, and you have, and you know, because the kids change every time, so it's not.
Absolutely.
So you can't actually go, okay, this is the structure that's going to work. Oh, yeah. Guess what?
And we are, and the cool thing is we are getting repeat people. So it is getting easier, right? And finally, after 4 years. But yeah, it's cool to see the kids coming back as well.
Yep.
What do you think is, so again, so if you get to, as you get to plan everything, what do you think are the most important skills that you want your kids to take away? What are the things that you think are the things that you really want to try to, well, to teach them?
Well, I think the things we try to teach them, we do so in a way that they're not realizing they're learning. And I think we do that on purpose. Number one is we want the kids to have fun, and we want them to learn things on their own too, because it's about development in my mind. So confidence is definitely a major thing.
I would definitely say confidence as well. I mean, if we're talking about like theater elements, I mean, like Anna says, we are all over the board with that one, but I think basically we want them to get out of it, maybe better communication skills. We want them to up their creativity and things like that. Problem solving skills, working together as an ensemble, collaboration. Those are the most important things. I would say it's not really about, you know, the final product of how well they danced in the number we taught them, or, you know, how well they remembered all their lines. Like, it's not.
And it's about friendship too. And you can see the bond, that really kids have made, because we've become who we are because we had that friendship, which developed in theater. And those are life things that are so important. And I think those, you can really see those happening in class.
Well, isn't it the friendships that happen, you know, when you're working on something together, that's something that will stay with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Absolutely.
I love the idea of that it's quite true. Like, cause it's not a classroom situation. So it actually has to be fun.
Yeah, I know. Definitely. So that's my, like, I'm like, oh, teacher, but no.
Well, the balance just must be, well, and I guess are you guys always learned of sort of looking for and identifying those moments, then like, oh, nope, got to change that for next time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We are literally always changing our lesson in the middle of the lesson, of course, as teachers do as well. But sometimes when we think, oh, this structured activity is going to work great because it worked great in the classroom, doesn't necessarily work in the space that we're currently in, or the situation or the environment.
Or the mood of how the kids are acting. Like, we try to do like a guided imagery with them and they're all giggling and they're all really silly, and we need to change that right away. Right. So,
which of course still happens in teaching as well, but yeah, it's just a different situation. And often they've just spent all day in school. So they come there to have fun, and we have to realize that as well. Sometimes they don't always want to learn about Commedia dell'arte and things like that. So we kind of have to have that balance.
So what do you think what do you think that it, being in this environment and putting working with students in this way, what do you think is your best? What is your best attribute?
Ooh, oh, this is a good question.
Your whole life has led to you being into in this in your the words are not coming. Not in this situation. Doing your classes.
Led to them.
Yeah, doing your classes. Everything's led up to doing your classes. So what has served you well?
Maybe I can answer for Anastasia.
And I'll answer for Ashley. That would be a good thing.
Love it.
I think Anastasia's best asset is definitely her ability to be adaptive and flexible. Like I was saying before, I am a little bit more structured and organized. Well, organized, yeah.
Yes, organized.
So I do believe that Anastasia has brought that and definitely, the ability to adapt to different situations, different children, different age groups. Is a huge asset, especially in what we're doing, because things are always changing and we don't have a lot of time with these kids like you would in a classroom. So, and I have a little bit more, you know, a trouble with that. I need to be organized, like I said in previous, but, definitely, her ability to be flexible and creative and and all of that, for sure.
And then I'll answer for Ashley on that side. She keeps us in check, and she keeps the program running smoothly and efficiently. And she's really great at seeing the kids and realizing their needs and fitting that into our programming and kind of assessing the children and seeing what they can do and developing our lessons and our programs based on those kids. And I think we together as a team work really well because we both are very different, but then come together to create a fun, organized, balanced class.
Oh, so nice.
Well, that was going to be, as actually you answered my next question, which would be about teamwork and about how doing something like this is, I think that as you're trying to get the kids to work together, not as a team, as an ensemble, is that that's something when you guys are running a program like this, it must be teamwork all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? It definitely has. And
to be honest, I know that Ashley is really good with the older kids. So it could be because I have young children myself, but the 4, 5, and 6-year-olds, you need me to get their attention. You need me to do that. I can do that. And so Ashley kind of steps back with the little ones. And then with the older ones, she takes the stand. And I mean, that also works well too for us, but
yeah, it's definitely different than, you know, being on your own and being a teacher in a classroom, to having that partnership and having the ability to, you know, bounce off of them during your lesson. I mean, like sometimes I just get a loss for words and I forget completely what I'm even talking about. And I know I have a partner who I can just look at and she picks up, you know, right where I left off. So definitely in a sense, it's definitely different than a classroom.
Yeah.
In the way that I believe it's better. I mean, you got double trouble and, you know, somebody there always to kind of pick up.
Yeah.
Yes, double. That goes on a t-shirt, right? It's like it's double trouble.
Yeah,
teamwork all the way.
Teamwork.
Oh gosh.
So where do you guys see yourself in 5 years? So you have it established. You've been here 4 years. It you still, you know, clearly love doing it. Where is the future for you guys?
Well, I mean, we've gone from 16 kids to 70, and there is a big new theater actually being built in Fort Erie at the high school. And I mean, obviously our dream is to pursue it further. We would love to branch out and do shows, audition for shows, those kinds of things. But we also want to maintain our kind of theater school-ish that we have established. And I don't know. We are trying to do some more outreach to different community events, like the Taste of Fort Erie. Our children have performed there. They've performed at the Hollywood North party. So we're kind of trying to branch out our kids to giving them different performance aspects as well, and opportunities for them.
Yeah, we hope to grow more, of course, and keep offering different things. I mean, right now we currently offer a few specialty classes, like an improv class and things like that. But we would love to offer a more variety, maybe a larger age group, you know, older teenagers. Right now we currently only really go up to about 14 years old. And obviously if there's still a need, then we hope to expand and grow and keep, you know, teaching the kids of our community, because there's a lot of them, mm-hmm. and they need this.
Yeah, they do. And there's a lot of talent.
Okay. So last question. So you guys are doing great. It's all good. So I think that this is something that I think particularly educators and drama educators sort of kind of need to should keep in the back of their heads, because it's not, you know, when you're performing, it's more about it's as you said, you know, it's you, I'm me, it's all about me, I'm on stage, it's me. And with education, there's them, you know, and that this is what you're doing is really focusing on the kids and their what they achieve.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your mission for both of you? Like just your theater, what's your theater mission for now, for the future, what is your theater belief? Is that a way to put it? I don't know.
Sure. Well, I feel like we had like a lovely little mission statement all written out very nice on our website, and I completely forget anything about it at the moment, but I feel like it just has something to do with keeping a safe kind of inclusive space for children where they can, you know, be creative, be themselves, build their confidence and communication, collaboration, all of those things. Just continue to do what we're doing, and it's working.
And really give kids an outlet where they can show us their talents, because, you know, theater isn't, it's just not about performing and what someone coming into our class may have as a talent might be something we've never seen before. But we're providing that outlet for them to pursue their passions, for them to pursue whatever talents are inside their little bodies. And believe me, some of the 4-year-olds blow us out of the water. They can pursue that there. For me, it's being an outlet for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, safety builds creativity. You know,
it does.
It's amazing. I find that the more, which seems like they're contradictory, and yet they're just, that's the way it works. Like when they feel safe, they will blow your mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've seen it. Yeah. I mean, you have kids coming in shy and by the end, wow. Right. So
those are my favorites. I think that's my favorite attribute and skill to see in a student.
Absolutely. Because it will continue with them their whole lives, whether they are in job interviews or, you know, building relationships with people. It's going to just follow them. So it's one of the most important things, obviously.
It can change their life, you know, like,
yeah.
You know, you talk about how people say, oh, you know, I went to see a show and it changed my life. And I'm like, I've never had that experience. But I've seen it in the classroom, you know, like, just having these experiences. I think these experiences, like we are in the position to change someone's life. And that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, it is.
Cool. All right, Ashley and Anastasia, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Ashley and Anastasia. Before we go, let's do some theater folk news. Any links to today's episode can be found in the show notes at theaterfolk.com/episode190. Listen, if you are producing one of our plays, we really want to hear from you. We want to see a picture, maybe some rehearsal footage. Maybe you want to share a struggle or a success. Maybe this is the first time your school's ever put on a play, or you've had a student who had a remarkable transformation, or maybe you just had a really fun time with one of our plays. We want to hear about it and we want to brag about you. We're doing production features that showcase you and what you are doing and what your students are doing. We want to share your story so that others can see how a show might be done, but to also, we just want to celebrate. We want to celebrate what you're doing. All you have to do is send the info to us at tfolk@theaterfolk.com. We want to hear about your experience and we want to share your experience. Finally, where can you find this podcast? We post new episodes every second Tuesday at theaterfolk.com and on our Facebook page and Twitter. You can find us on youtube.com/theaterfolk and on the Stitcher app. You can also subscribe to the Drama Teacher podcast on iTunes. All you got to do is search for the word Theater Folk. And that's where we're going to end. Take care, my friends. Take care.